something outside your comfort zone and feel confident that you will be able to pull it off. Having your self-esteem back will be able to help you love yourself a little and then completely love yourself. You don't need to loathe yourself for each mistake you make. You will be able to accept that failure is part of life. All you need to do is to bring yourself up again and to try once more and to try again if you must until you are fully satisfied with the results. Self-esteem has the power to push you to your limits and beyond. It can help you discover your full potential. You know you need it, so you must act now and be the woman that you deserve to be. Chapter 2, Identifying the Triggers That Cause Low Self-Esteem. Having low self-esteem is not something that just happens overnight. It is instead the product of circumstances in your life, along with influence of people around you and the immediate environment where you operate in. There are a couple of factors that can increase your chances of developing low self-esteem. Among these are psychological, environmental, and biological factors. If, for example, you have suffered or are currently undergoing through various stages of depression, bipolar disorder, or anxiety attack, then you are at a greater risk of suffering from having low self-esteem. If this happens, it is imperative that you seek treatment to immediately address the underlying causes of your condition. Environmental factors include the place where you grew up in, lived in the past, or are currently operating in. Beyond just the physical aspects of it, far more important to consider are the social dynamics apparent in this space. For example, children who live in a place where they are repeatedly exposed to demeaning behavior and shaming exercises in the form of either verbal or physical abuse are likelier than others to develop low self-esteem. Meanwhile, biological factors include physical deformities, diseases, and perceived physical inadequacies, among others. Being in a room full of people who are all taller than you, for example, can bring out your insecurities about your height. Having small breasts or a flat behind, or having had amputations, may also cause you to feel a little inadequate, especially when in the company of other women who aren't suffering the same condition. Being diagnosed with diseases such as psoriasis or other viral and/or bacterial infections can also have a profound impact on your overall sense of self-worth. Triggering doubt and hate. But what triggered these self-doubts and insecurities are a different kind of thing altogether. These so-called triggers vary both in scope and form and could range to anything from stress at the workplace all the way to financial difficulties. Stress is a very serious trigger in the sense that it unleashes your tendency to resort to self-blaming as a way to justify your current circumstances. Thinking that you are not good enough, not prepared enough, or simply incapable of carrying out the job required of you diminishes, if not renders negligible, all the efforts you have made in the past to get things done. To assume responsibility even to the factors that you can't do anything about, creates a situation where every failure, mistake, and misgiving ultimately becomes attributable to you. Such an experience can indeed be very stressful and can trigger your deep-seated insecurities to rise up from the bottom and manifest. Relationship problems, including romantic and familial woes, can also trigger your tendency to devalue your worth. For instance, if you are more than willing to become a doormat just to be in a relationship without even considering how odd the entire situation is, then you are definitely suffering from low self-esteem issues. If you deliberately choose to pay no heed to the fact that you are obviously on the losing end of a relationship and that you'd rather that this stay the same than not be in any relationship at all, then note that this is indicative of some serious self-esteem problems. Just as bad a trigger as those cited above is having to deal with financial struggles. In a society that places undue regard to how much you are worth based on how much money you are pulling in, to be poor is such a difficult spot to be in. There is no dignity in being poor, and this becomes worse